Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign, sir?
No, I'm retired.
Okay, sir, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
Republican. All right, sir, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
Somewhat likely. I haven't gone through all the candidates yet, so...
All right. Okay. All right, sir, and not just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
All right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Kind of bumpy, but I've seen it worse.
So maybe you right direction, in your opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Culture issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Economic issues like taxes and government spending. Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. And constitutional issues like the gun rights and Second Amendment.
Wow, which one? Affordability and inflation. That's hurting a lot of people.
Okay. All right, sir. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that may be familiar with, okay? Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? First will be Mike Levin. Favorable or unfavorable?
Not familiar.
Okay, so never heard of him. Okay, Adi Owens.
Not familiar. I be honest with you, I haven't really been, looking at too many of the candidates, but usually wait until a couple of weeks before election to make up my mind. So.
All right. Well, you'll be a little familiar with the names I'm going to read to you because this is the ones that are running right now. Okay.
Okay.
The other one is Keith Farner.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Very. Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Kerry Baker.
Somewhat.
Okay. David Jordan.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony Sabatini.
Not. I've heard the name, but I don't know that much about him. So I have to...
No opinion, or
yeah.
All right. Well, what about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. Yeah. Now that's a that's a funny name. I know it's
Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
somewhat favorable? Yeah.
Okay. What about Mark Jordan?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat favorable, right? Or not unfavorable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Nan Cobb.
I have to say no, I'm not familiar with the name.
Okay, all right.
So I can't give an opinion.
Okay, and now if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, okay, August 20, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, Mike Levine, and Keith Farner?
Like I said, I really can't say for now. I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm undecided.
Okay, sir. Now, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you, like, leaning towards at this time? Would that be Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, Mike Levine, or Keith Farner?
Probably Mike Levine. I've heard the name more often.
Okay, Mike Levine. All right, sir. And from the same list, you know, the same list of candidates, who would be the second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, or Keith Farner?
Keith
Farner. Okay. All right, sir. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten somewhat better.
Okay. Got better. Okay. All right, sir. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done, you know, for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. The second choice is bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Which one do you agree with more, with first one or the second one?
First one.
The first one, okay. All right, sir, and which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Okay, the first one said, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic, you know, towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he's too old and not capable of being a president. Okay, and the third one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along he was, you know, he has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Which one do you agree with most, the first one, second, or third one?
The second one,
all right?
Yeah.
All right, sir, and as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been, you know, in the news recently. Currently, property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of Texas Elector David Jordan, paid a $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay, here's the first one. This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions, and is being sued for this. Okay, in the second choice says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has the right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and pay the fee, the two of them would have faced off in primary and Republican, and Republicans would have to decide the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one, and has nobody but himself to blame. Which one do you agree with most, the first one or the second one?
Second.
The second one. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost pretty much done with this survey. I'm only going to read you some statements about this candidate's running, and we should be done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? All right, sir. If you knew the following statements about the candidates were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate if the election for Florida State House? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one said, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for them or support them, or no difference?
Much less.
Much less. Okay, a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. Would that make you much more or much less or somewhat less or somewhat less?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay, a candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
More likely.
Much more likely or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more. It'd have to be more to go along with it, yeah.
Okay, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
More likely.
Okay, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
More likely.
Okay, would that be much more or just somewhat?
More likely, yeah.
Much more. Okay. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
Kind of middle of the road there.
Somewhat more or just somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less, yeah.
Somewhat less. Okay, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Oh, less likely. Much less likely, yeah.
Much less likely. Okay, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, a candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Less likely.
Much less likely or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely. Okay, a candidate who has served, on the Altis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Oh, wait, more unlikely. Yeah, much more.
Okay. All right, sir. And the last one says, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist in, for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Much more unlikely.
Unlikely. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah. All right, sir. And the last few questions are demographic questions before we finish for qualification purpose only. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, a conservative in political beliefs?
Moderate.
moderate. Okay. All right, sir. And what is the last year of formal education you have completed?
2 years of college.
Okay, so be associate's degree, right? 2 years degree, right? All right, sir. Yeah. Now, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice in issues of abortion?
Pro-choice.
Pro-choice. Would that be somewhat pro-choice or strongly pro-choice?
Well, there's a lot of things that are involved in. Each case is different, so it have to be somewhat.
Somewhat pro-choice. All right, sir, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Okay, though. All righty. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.